It is starting the podcast right now. Yeah. Welcome to Marriage Out Loud. Yeah, we are actually live on Periscope.
That's it. But why don't you go ahead and put it back on other things so they can actually see us, though?
What are you doing?
Like on the other things.
We're sorry, guys.
Hold on. We're getting this. There it is. Boom.
There it is. Okay. Oh,
what's happening?
A lot of boob going on.
I like a lot of boob now. Good God Almighty. Jesus.
Hallelujah. People really responded to the video portion of the program.
What did they say? What's happening? We got two different cameras going.
We got one, two, three Periscope right here. I mean, I'm just saying, we live.
We going in.
We live.
What up, Michael Farr? I see you, baby.
Michael, hey.
That's my boy, man. Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
I'm shouting out to my three Periscopers right now. If y'all can just heart it, then I know y'all really there or y'all bots.
But anyway, all right. So let's leave Periscope people alone. They're going to watch us.
Periscope watches.
All right, so the last episode we left them off of, you said people responded great to it.
Well, it was the whole fact of having this whole live thing. Like, people can watch us there, they can watch us there, they can watch us on Periscope. They like seeing us.
Word up.
They like seeing our face. They like seeing how handsome you are.
I know that's right. I am a ratings through the roof killer.
Because we have a reality show.
Ratings killer.
Because we have a reality show.
I got a reality show.
Because he thinks that we film in our kitchen and we have a reality show.
Girl, we can film anywhere.
There's a lot out there.
We can do it anywhere. What you know about that, girl? You know what I can sing?
Why are you so loud like the child is asleep?
I wake him up.
Okay, and then you get them up in the morning.
I bet the neighbors know my name.
No, the neighbors are cutting grass right now.
I know, but he gonna know the name. Anyway.
Whatever. So welcome to Marriage Out Loud.
Welcome.
It's been good. I like all the views on the video.
I like them too. How many views did we get? Like 5?
6. You know we got 6 listeners.
Word up.
So thank you. Thank you, Lindsay.
That's it. What else we got?
Okay, so last week, I'm going to get right into it.
Get right into it. Let's go.
Okay, so last week, we basically renewed our vows.
Renewed them.
We basically said to one another that we haven't held the vows that we took when we got married.
Right.
You didn't honor, love, cherish me through sickness and health.
No, you said that. I never said that.
You didn't do those things.
No, honey. Listen, you was faking the funk. I know you be wanting ratings. And I understand that controversy sells. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that controversy sells.
Okay.
So you got to do what you got to do, but I got to do what I got to do too, and I'm going to keep it trill. Okay. I love, honored, and respected you. But anyway, keep on going.
Anyway, so we did this whole, like, right, and so basically we both took on one thing that we would be doing
right
this week to honor, like, small goals. That honor, till death do us part, sickness and health, that's kind of big. That's a lot.
That's huge.
That's a lot of commitment.
That's a lot. Girl, what does your breath smell like Taco Bell lettuce?
Because you know.
Your breath smell like Taco Bell lettuce. You mean Taco Bell?
You know what I just ate. You just ate.
You just ate some Taco Bell. Girl, it smells good.
You know I don't eat horse meat.
It made me want to eat you up. It tastes good. You taste so good. I mean, you smell so good. I don't know what the word I'm saying. That sounds crazy.
Okay. So let me keep the computer going because you know things going to freeze up.
Right on.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that, again, those are big vows to keep.
Those are huge.
And we didn't do a very good job. That's just the video starting over again. Don't worry about that. Those are huge vows to keep. We weren't good at them. So we need to make our own new vows because we were young and dumb.
Right.
2006. Who gets married at, how was I, 26?
Yeah.
No. I was 20.
No, you what?
I was 20.
You were 20?
Yeah, I'm 29.
Good God Almighty.
I'm 29.
Girl, you 29?
Yeah, I'm 29, 2006. I was 20.
I think you need to go repent. You lying.
I was 20.
You need to go ask Jesus to forgive you.
We were children.
Because you were way older than me when we got married.
We were children.
No, I was a children. You were the old woman. I was a children.
You was a children. Okay.
You was an old woman. I'm playing. Chill out. I'm playing, girl. I'm playing. Okay? But anyway, keep going. Get to him.
So my vow was to be a better encourager.
Ooh, I like it.
Was to kind of be there for you. I'm not really strong in that because I kind of think, you know, put your big boy pants on and deal with life as you yawn. As he yawns. I feel like you should just, you know, you should be okay with encouraging yourself.
I know that's right.
That's what I thought. But I know you need those words of affirmation.
I need them words of affirmation.
So that's what I worked on. Now, what you work on?
It's hard out here on a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta get money for the rent.
I gotta get money for the rent. when the Cadillac and gas money spent, got a whole lot of honkies talking.
It's hard out here for a pen.
All right, no, you want to quit that now.
It's hard out.
Don't be able to sing it. Girl, listen, you want to quit singing.
I lost a periscoper.
Good God Almighty.
I lost a periscoper.
And I'm getting hearts.
I'm getting hearts because I can sing. Because I can sing. No, thank you guys. You know, keep hearts
up. This is what I said. I said that I was going to help my communication by not having my cell phone around you.
Right, because you always.
I'm always on my cell phone.
Always, I'm hitting all the lenses.
Girl, why are you talking in capital letters?
Lenses.
You're talking in capital letters.
You are always on the phone, and I get no attention, really.
Girl, listen.
Only when we go to lay down.
I know that's right. That's when you need the attention.
That's the only time. And we're not
I bet the neighbors know my name.
They don't.
My name.
They don't.
My name.
They don't.
So why you trying to hate you on the camera?
They don't.
Girl, you lying.
They don't know my name. They think it's
Michael Wayne. They mean Michael Wayne.
I ain't never said Michael
anyway,
Wayne.
Anyway, I know.
Never said Michael Wayne.
You gonna
Wayne.
Say it tonight. Okay, that was good. You didn't laugh. Okay, I'm sorry. I hope you'll be able to say it tonight.
Strong hand, your pimp hand, still rested up.
At least just whisper it. They ain't got to know it. They ain't got to know my name. They can know me as unanimous. Anonymous. I can be anonymous.
That's it.
But anyway, yeah, so I said, what I told everybody was, is that I was going to stay out my cell phone around you.
Right.
Okay. And I think for the most part, I did all right.
Yeah, with a couple of reminders.
Oh, I needed them.
I had to say, hey, it's me, it's your wife. Hey. Please, you know, pay attention to me. But it actually really made me feel special.
Word up.
It did make me feel special because I felt like, oh, he really is trying to engage. Now, sometimes you still drift it all.
Oh, I did.
Sometimes you weren't really here.
I did.
But I still felt like, man.
Word up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Now, how did I do?
You did awesome.
Tell me how.
Girl, listen.
Tell me.
Tell you what.
Tell me how awesome.
Tell you how you awesome.
Tell me how awesome.
Heather, you are awesome.
No. Stop the singing. Stop. I'm not God.
Heal
hey,
me when
I'm not
I
God.
Was broken.
I'm not God, but I'm just saying, just talk to me normal.
Huh?
Just talk to me normal.
I am talking to you normal.
Okay, just tell
girl,
me
girl, when I talk to you, I sing to you. That's how I talk to you, girl. It's special. I've never done that with nobody
okay, let's
else.
Let's see how far we are in this podcast right now.
We've got our own love language.
Seven minutes, 30 seconds.
Girl, we got 23 minutes left.
Okay, I'm going to need you to tell the folks what you did this
okay.
week. That made, so what I, well, so what I did, actually.
Good God almighty, girl. If you would quit interrupting me, I would tell you something, okay?
My skin
okay?
just looks so nice.
I know, girl, you do. You look good. I can't wait till this thing ends mm-hmm. so we can go talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Periscoping.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, you most definitely was there for me with them words of affirmation.
I killed it this week.
You did.
Even in times where I was scared, even when I didn't think that I, you know, you don't have to always believe what you tell other people.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
I mean,
to,
really, like, honestly, like, I felt scared in a lot of ways. And, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Airplay detected.
I know, that's right.
No. And then, look, the podcast stopped.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't even know where the podcast stopped.
It don't even matter.
So we're going to rewind because the podcast just stopped for no reason.
But anyway, like I was saying.
Say it again. Say
I just
again.
Said, I just said you say killed it. It. I just said you killed it.
I was saying that I didn't necessarily believe everything. Why do you have to look at yourself? No. Necessarily believe everything that I said, but I wanted to, like, you know what I'm saying? I needed to encourage you and push you out the door and say you can take on the world.
Sure, and you know what? You did great, because every time I left this place, I felt like Superman. I went from Clark Kent.
Thank you.
To Superman. Girl, you gave me the kryptonite. You gave me the kryptonite.
Kryptonite kills Clark?
Oh, God. Good God Almighty. That was the wrong metaphor.
Wrong metaphor.
But y'all knew what I was saying, though.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Because most people know Superman's story.
And you know what's crazy? I ain't never even watched a full Superman movie. I'm being dead serious. This is why we have problems in our marriage. Clearly, this is why.
Listen,
problems. I can't get down with a dude
I have
flying.
Seen,
like, and he can't fly. Like, there's it's not even humanly possible. But anyway,
he's
I don't want
to get. He's not a human. That's the whole point.
Oh, word. Okay, I'm done. Hey, like I said, I don't know. Guys, y'all got to educate me.
His name is Kal-El.
His name is who? Who?
Even Isaac knows about Superman. I even had him watch a Superman one. He knows that the dudes was in the diamond, the three bad people. He knows that little Clark Kent picked up the truck. I'm just saying, it's an American story. Like, everybody has watched Superman.
Okay.
Please, Periscopers. Everybody has watched Superman.
Okay, but anyway, so you did great, baby. Yeah, so, yeah, okay.
Now, I tried to last night hold up my end of the bargain.
What was the bargain?
Well, I said that, you know, I was going to be a good encourager with my words of affirmation.
Right on.
And an encourager in the ways that you love most.
What's the way I love most?
You love me to encourage you in the bedroom.
I know that's right.
So I tried.
Good God Almighty.
Didn't happen.
What happened? What are you talking about? What happened?
No, did y'all catch his face? No,
I'm trying to understand what happened.
Did you catch his face?
Girl, what happened?
Hold on. No, I got to pause him because I'm about to start this over.
I don't understand what happened. What happened? You tell me. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
You know what happened.
All I know is I'm finna get to you. And you got scared. That's what married people do. What happened? I don't know. You in another world. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. What did you say? You were about to give it to me? Is that what you said?
Say what?
Did you say that to the Periscopers?
I told them.
Did you say that to our five livers?
I was finna get to you.
Our five livers.
All right, so what happened? I don't remember. I really don't. I was tired.
I was tired. I realized that you might have needed a little encouragement in that area. I went upstairs.
What area?
In the bedroom.
Oh, you're talking
physically.
About physically. Oh, you're talking about give me some.
Yes.
Give me some what married people do.
But I'm using the word, the vows that I took, fool.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just keeping the street. I'm from the gutter. I don't know how to keep all these big
okay.
words. I'm just
so you, I you said finna, that you, I said that I was an encourager.
You're gonna get
therefore,
to
therefore, so I was like, okay, you know, we do the vows, marriageoutloud.com. You just always gotta say it out just
right.
to get people to go.
Yeah.
And so I went upstairs, I laid down, I was like, you know what? I miss him. I do miss you.
You miss me.
I miss you. It's been a little bit of time.
All right.
We might as well just go 2 weeks without doing it. Like that article, I said. Last week, remember I said there was a dude said that he didn't have sex with his wife for 2 weeks and it brought them closer. I think we should just go another week.
And I'm just trying to tell you that he's not a human.
He is a human.
No, he's not.
I'm thinking 2 weeks. I'm thinking starting from one more week won't kill you.
Heather, don't get off the subject, but I'm not going 2 weeks without having sex. I'm a married man. I waited till I was married to have sex. I lost my virginity to you, and I'm wanting to lose it every night. Again, over and over. I don't want to stop.
And what does that mean for me? Everybody remember their first time?
I didn't say it was your first time. I'm talking about my first time.
Every single night.
But anyway, so what happened? they want to know what happened last night. You got them all on the edge of the seats.
Well, honey, we all know what happened last night.
I don't.
You got in the bed.
I sure did.
And I wasn't really in the mood for it, but I thought, you know what? I said, Isaac is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit of extra time. Maybe it can be a little different because everybody out there know if you're a parent, it just doesn't flow like it used to when you ain't had no kids.
It don't
flow. Look at all them hearts. No, they know what's up.
Yeah, from Somi. That's a female. I'm gonna tell you right now, all my homeboys and all the homies that's listening, all the fellas listening, they ain't hitting no hearts on that. All the fellas, like I get to it anytime.
Oh my God. Yeah, look, who said that?
I told you that was Somi. So listen, I know all the fellas is thinking I get to my wife anytime, every time, in any place.
Oh God, my phone! I'm turning mine on. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Women,
oh, my phone is hot.
Women, oh, that's a woman thing. You know what I'm talking about? And look at my man. Shout out. He said 2 weeks is ridiculous.
2 weeks is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Oh hold no, on. That's dumb.
So tell him. Okay. So what happened last night? We're gonna get into this 2 week thing.
Okay. Well,
he said, I'm glad my wife ain't listening to this mess.
Well,
amen, Brandon. the thing is, I'm married to her.
Oh gosh.
And
so,
she talking crazy.
Okay. So I laid down. I was thinking, you know, maybe, you know, like I started just rubbing on you.
You sure did.
But here's the thing about my husband.
I don't like to be touched like that.
He don't like to be touched.
Because I like my skin crawls.
Come on, Brandon. What man don't like to be touched?
No, listen, fellas.
What man don't like to be touched?
Listen, fellas. I know that's right, Mike. Mike said 2 days is too long. That's what I'm talking about.
So listen, fellas.
So last night, y'all, I had a long day. You know what I'm talking about? I was at the shop. I did about 11 hours up in there. I come home. My wife want to start, like, rubbing my leg, rubbing my arm.
I was rubbing your chest.
Rub my chest. You know what I'm saying?
My wife can touch me whenever, wherever. Thank you.
So listen, it's Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
But my thing is, it was tickling me. You know what I'm saying? I'm real sensitive. You know, I'm real sensitive. And I started tickling, and I started laughing. I couldn't get in the mood. I was laughing so hard. And she thought it was funny.
No, guys. I didn't think it was funny. What is sexy about you? I was basically putting the moves on him. I was holding up my vows.
And I dikembe mutombo'd you. I hit you with the big finger. Said no.
I tried to touch you. I tried to touch you. I tried to make love to you, and you told me no. I was trying to spice it up. Well, no, I was trying to go somewhere different, and this dude wasn't down.
But that wasn't spicy to me.
No. If I don't get somebody on Periscope, a man saying a woman touching you is not spicy.
I only want you to touch me in one spot. If you're trying to be sexy, touch me in one spot.
Here's the thing about that. Somebody else joined. Hey, T. Marie. Here's the thing about that, because that's stupid. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm keeping it 100. Here's the dumbest thing. There are, like I tried to explain to you last night, there are so many nerve endings all over your body. There is something you can touch. Things can happen, honey. It doesn't just have to be down there.
Word up.
It can be anywhere.
But see, but you be doing it like in a funny way. You be doing it like Chester the Molester. I be feeling like you trying to fondle me. I be feeling like you finna go like hit me with the glove and put some ointment on it. Now you be scaring me, dog. I be like, hold up, player. You ain't finna hit me with the what's it called with the dudes when you get 40 years old? That prostate. You ain't hitting me with the prostate.
Said they were going towards that part of your body.
I didn't know.
I wasn't. Mike, I don't get your life.
I don't know where you was going.
Get your life.
What I'm saying is I got to protect me. Ain't nobody touching every orifice of me.
Oh, my God.
I got to protect me.
First of all, that did not happen. I do not want to touch that.
I was scared.
All I'm saying is I was trying to explore, and you weren't down.
I wasn't.
You weren't down.
I wasn't.
At all. He wasn't.
See,
but sometimes,
Heather, you got to like skip all that stuff and just get straight to the point.
See, and that's the problem. That's the problem.
You got to get straight to the point.
We always get straight to the point. That is the mother snucking problem. See, we always get straight to the point.
You know what I'm saying?
That is the if I can. That is the problem. If there's a sign, if there's a graphic that gets filled by,
I think it's great.
That is for you. Because okay. It's always a happy ending for you.
All right.
But then... I'm talking about intimacy.
Anytime,
I'm talking
any place. Ain't that Janet?
If men would start to think past just putting something into something else and actually explore the whole experience, it can be way doper. Like, I don't understand. Who said something?
Oh, Lord, Tanika, there you go.
Foreplay is a necessity. I got to get mine too. Woo, that Tanika. Thank you, girl. Hallelujah. I'm hot up in here. I'm sweating.
I know that's right, girl. You just
look
keep
at
on. Look,
yes, Tanika. Look at something.
You just keep
yes,
on being
Tanika.
Hot. Because as soon as this thing turn off, I'm going to go practice.
I'm saying that it is necessary to do other things. And I'm not even like Tanika. So thank you. Well, thank you, Tanika. So what I'm saying is that it's not. Oh, shout out to Cindy. She listening. She's a new follower. So me.
What's happening?
So me's homie.
Okay. So keep on. Come on. Keep it going.
Don't cut her off. She
I'm talking
loves
about you.
Us.
No, I'm talking about you.
Shout out.
Two up, two down.
What I'm saying is that it's not just about foreplay with our special places. It's everywhere. Honey, there is no place that I won't let you touch me.
I know that's right.
Zero.
Because I'm going there.
How come in 9 years, you never really let me touch you?
Because it's the way that you approach me. You approach me like a creepy.
This is real intimate, y'all. This is real intimate. Honey, are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm very comfortable. I'm very comfortable right now.
Because you know we can't go back now that we done live Periscope.
Listen.
We can't go back and just say no podcast.
I'm not trying to go back.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm saying
okay,
this.
We'll put
I'm
it out
saying
there.
This.
We'll put it out there.
I just don't like the way that you come at me. It's the way, it's your delivery. Your delivery, girl, you need to do a change up. The fastball is not working.
Okay.
I mean, I'm telling her, it's the way my skin crawl when you hit me with them fingers.
Oh, my God. All I do is softly touch you, and you're like, giggling. Like, it's so not
like
sexy.
Like a little schoolboy.
Like a little schoolboy.
I just start
laughing.
It's
so not sexy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm watching Bernie Mac.
It's the least sexy thing, and I kept trying to open his mind, and then at the end of it all, seriously, y'all, he was like, stop, I don't want to. I'm going to bed.
Yep.
I mean, he literally was like, stop, I don't want to.
Yep.
I didn't want to.
I turned my butt right over with the sleeve.
I was like, what? I was like, I mean, he pulled my move. Like, I'm not doing it. Because usually that's me.
I hit her with
You're
the cold shoulder.
He hit me with the cold shoulder.
Hit her with it.
Womp, womp, womp.
I know, I lost. And I did.
I lost too because I miss you.
Oh, God.
Not the girly giggle mic, really.
Oh, Lord.
Tanika, that's my homie right now.
People hating on me.
I'm just saying, the girly giggle, yes, girl. That's what it is. So, yes,
okay,
girl.
Okay, so what else?
What else is that I think that after 9 years, you should let me touch you? That's what I'm thinking.
I promise I'm going to let you touch me tonight. I'm going to let you touch me tonight.
And then I'm going to come back on the podcast next week, and I'm going to report.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to report on Periscope. Yeah. Look at all them hearts. And we're going to report.
I'm going to let her touch
me. And we're going to report.
It's going to be a happy ending. It's going to be a happy ending.
This whole point was...
Niagara Falls. Boom! That mug going to be beautiful. Good God Almighty.
This was all because of the vows that we took.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
This is all
because it.
My mother is so uncomfortable right now.
That's okay.
She is so uncomfortable.
She can get her butt comfortable real
she
quick.
She is so uncomfortable.
I love you, Mama Bonnie.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Abby.
Mama Bonnie, we do have sex. We do. I'm having sex with your daughter. I married her. It's on. So there it is.
You lost a Periscope.
Boom. Drops of dynamite. That's okay. They'll come back.
So here's the thing. We did those two vows. We need to come up with two more vows, and we need to go 2 weeks, actually. I think that it would be good not to have sex for two weeks.
I'm not going to... I really don't care about the article you read. I'm not going 2 weeks. How come anytime you read something, it, like, motivates you to do something? I'm saying, Heather, when you read stuff, you be thinking it's deep.
It is deep.
Not having sex for 2 weeks is stupid. That's not
no,
deep.
It fans the flame.
No, it don't. It's water on my flame.
When we were not married and we didn't do anything.
Because we didn't have the license to drive.
But
it I got my license.
The flame.
No, it didn't.
It fanned the flame.
Girl, listen.
How many of y'all out there, real talk, no. if y'all before y'all was married, or if you did it before you married, whatever.
Because it was illegal.
If you didn't do it, for some people it wasn't illegal. If you didn't do it and you was holding out or that little bit of time that you did hold out, it was exciting. Like it made you
it
want the other person.
About it. It was hard. You go home and as a man you blue balled.
Oh,
ain't nothing
God.
Nice about that.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Going back to that life. That's oh. the old me. I've been married. I have been changed. I've been renewed.
Oh my God, Tanika, please, girl. I need you in here.
Tanika feeling me right now. Tanika is listen. I'm giving gospel right now. Like I am preaching right now. I need the choir to say amen. Like I'm
not feeling you.
Listen, I don't care. Like I'm just being real with you. I'm not going 2 weeks. I don't care because you read an article and it helped them. I'm gonna tell you right now, that's gonna destroy me. If I go 2 weeks without no loving, without no body loving, body rocking,
well,
knocking the boots.
You went last night, Giggles.
I know, but tonight.
Mr. Giggles.
But tonight, it's going to be Mr. Lovebug.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be Mr. Lovebug.
That's not sexy either. Mr. Lovebug?
I just made that up off the rip, okay?
Told me. He said Mr. Lovebug.
Okay. So, anyway, y'all. I ain't tripping on my wife, y'all.
Okay. That was one of the goals. I mean, we're running out of time here. Okay, so that was a vow. What's another vow that you think... that we should make to small goals. Remember, small goals.
Yeah.
Like what should we be working towards that you don't feel like that you've done for me?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that you haven't kept, that you want to keep. You've done a stellar job this week. I'm not going to lie. Verbal praise, and y'all know it's hard for me.
I didn't let her see that, Tanika. I'm just letting you know.
Keep going.
No. I'm finna block her. I'm finna block her account.
Tanika, don't say it again,
You better not. You're going to get blocked. I'm going to report you. I'm gonna report you for spam. But, I think, again, you're trying to throw two things at it one time. I think we should do one a week. Last week, that's what I'm saying.
You do one and I do one, folks.
Oh, you meant two.
Oh, my God.
Girl, your breath smells like dadgum Taco Bell lettuce. I don't know why it smells like Taco Bell lettuce.
You said that last week.
I know.
What you gonna say? You blocking me, Mike? You blocking me?
Nah.
Periscope, y'all. Get on Periscope.
Yeah, y'all got to follow us on Periscope. Y'all can see it
and
live.
And follow us on Twitter. We ain't got but 6 followers.
That's what's up. Because people don't get on Twitter. I don't push that Twitter page.
Can you?
They be hitting us on Facebook
Tanika, can you go follow us on Twitter?
Y'all right now that's watching us right now on Facebook. This is recorded. People watching us live on Periscope
Well,
right now.
People on Facebook can go to Twitter. It's at Marriage Out Loud. That's it.
Okay, but anyway, if they already followed us on Facebook, they ain't going to care about Twitter. So listen. So what I'm going to do this week is, I'm not going to giggle. I'm not going to... See, why I say that and you laugh? I said, I'm not going to giggle.
Honey.
And you immediately go into a laugh.
Honey, I don't want no vow that had to do sexually. I'm talking about something...
Well, no. I want a sexual vow. I want you to vow to get to me every night. That's what I want. That would bust my heart.
Yeah, Tanika has taken over my Twitter, but I will follow.
Listen. I need you to vow. That would be an awesome vow.
To have sex with you every night?
Do something sexual every night. Girl, we're married. You the only person I'm ever going to get it from. You ain't got the strong arm it.
You should.
Hide it. Yeah, you the only person I'm ever going to be married to, girl. I don't want nobody else.
I would never get married again.
I wouldn't either.
I will never.
But we ain't get, that's another.
We're making a vow right now.
Yeah.
We will never.
Never.
Ever.
Never, ever, ever.
Get married again. If this don't work out,
it ain't gonna work. It's done.
Try new things. People are telling you out there. Try new things.
Listen, some of you go please. Try new things. You know what I'm saying?
Don't talk to my sister like that.
Somebody be throwing stuff out. I'm gonna ask Melvin if she living it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna ask Melvin.
Melvin, you watching this Periscope?
Melvin, you better keep 100, Melvin. Melvin gonna be like, hell no. Melvin, right there, like, girl, you need to start acting. You need to start acting all
first
this stuff
of all,
out.
My sister just had a baby.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Stop this and ask him. Oh, she said. Oh, she said, test
right,
me.
I know that's
she
right.
She said, test me.
She test me.
That's and, a highest right there.
Okay, so anyway, listen. So what I'm gonna do? So what I'm gonna do this week?
Okay.
What I'm gonna do this week? I done said it.
Not be a giggle monster.
I'm not gonna be a giggle monster.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Hard. That's hard.
Okay.
And I ain't never been touched like that. God Almighty. I ain't never been touched like that.
And I mean,
it just felt because your hands be so light.
They're soft. It's called soft.
I don't know.
What kind of hands am I supposed to have? Calloused?
I don't know.
How do you want? You want me to touch you hard?
Huh?
You want me to touch you hard?
Oh, like rub me hard?
Off,
yeah, I know she did.
Abby,
I know she done cut him off.
Now her sister though, Vanya listen.
Oh yeah, Vanya. Vanya rolling. But no, yeah, I would just say this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
hey Rachel.
Anyway. Yeah.
What?
What's yours?
You want me it has to be something sexual?
No, I'm not. It don't have to be that. I'm just saying if it was in my world it would be. But again, I'm gonna let you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, it was?
Look at you.
Oh wow! I hit one little button.
You hit a button.
I know that's right.
You hit a button.
Oh, that's what's up. I know that's right. I love hitting buttons. I love them. Keep going.
There's other buttons though.
Okay, I'm gonna find them, and when I find them, I'm gonna hit them. I'm gonna hit them.
Other buttons.
But I want to challenge the listeners to do something too, though.
Okay, what we gonna challenge them to do?
I want them to do something.
Well, last week we tried to tell y'all if y'all was gonna be out there, if y'all was gonna try to do something or make a new vow with your spouse. Who's that? What you say?
Can't giggle, Mike. I'm not.
I'm just saying, so what? Is this like the week of, so last
no,
week
I'm just
was...
saying, I'm just saying like people tune in and listen to us.
I know, but what y'all doing?
What
Ike
are y'all
Hill?
Doing? I want y'all to do
last
something.
Hill?
Yeah, I'm just saying Ike. Like, I want y'all married folk. I want them to come up with something. I want them to take the challenge of doing one thing this week for their spouse that they normally don't do, but they know that their spouse would like. Even if it's not something they like to do.
Is this a physical thing?
It can be whatever.
But we challenged them to do the same thing last week, and we ain't getting no response.
I know, so that this time, damn it, they gonna listen. They gonna listen. I'm tired of y'all being disobedient. Y'all gonna listen.
The spirit has spoken again.
Yeah. The mean Mike spirit.
The mean Mike spirit.
I know
and the
right.
Heather spirit have told you guys to get to
yeah.
get together.
Listen,
get
I'm trying
together.
To save y'all marriage.
We're trying to save marriages here. We talk about our sex
we're trying to
life.
Save, we're trying to save ours first.
Here.
We're trying to save ours first.
This really does save but, us.
And God does too, though.
God does, but this is like our counseling.
This is our counseling.
Seriously.
We can't afford no counsel. This is like a bootleg counseling session.
Mm-hmm. Like y'all real. Out there.
We couldn't afford the little Chinese lady no more. No.
Oh, she was so sweet,
she
though.
She was, but she was expensive. She was very quiet.
Well, Michael, you need to pay more attention to Heather.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm like, huh?
She was always on your side.
Speak up.
That's
speak
why
up.
I had to fire her.
You didn't fire her.
I know we couldn't afford her.
We
that's
couldn't
all.
Afford her.
We couldn't
that
afford
was the
her.
Deal. We couldn't afford her.
Yeah. So anyway,
we had another counselor who was on my side. So I don't know. It was a running theme that I was right all the time. Oh, but speaking of I'm running around, I did write a nice blog today.
You did. That thing was awesome.
Everybody go to marriageoutloud.com.
That thing was great. Y'all can't
called,
lie.
It's called 9 and 9. 9 in 9, like Massapequa voice.
So what does that mean? Like 9 in 9?
I gave you 9 pieces of advice after being married to you 9 years.
Right.
And
it you gave
was,
me 9 pieces of advice?
Well, people, no, just married people in general.
Oh.
From my perspective of things. And I was really honest and I was really raw.
Right.
And I thought it was a cool.
It was.
Cool
it was walk. Great. It looked like something that I would have read.
My sister helped me out. Like, my mom read it. She thought it was super deep.
I thought it was something like off of Complex magazine.
Complex Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, Cosmopolitan.
That's okay.
That sounds like a cosmetology license. Cosmetology.
Everything doesn't go back to Barbara.
I know, but it sounds like a cosmetology magazine.
So, yeah, anyway. Okay. Everybody's going to do something different out of their comfort zone for their spouse.
Boom. Yeah, and go read that blog for real, because Heather says some deep stuff about our relationship that if she would have ran it past me, I would have never approved it.
Are you serious?
I would have never approved it.
I thought so. That's why I posted it without telling you.
Yeah, I peeped that. So y'all need to go to marriageoutloud.com. marriageoutloud.com and read that thing.
And read it.
Because when she read it to me, I was like, oh, no, she didn't.
I did.
And she did. So y'all got to go read that.
Because we put it out there for people.
I know, but girl, you got to run stuff past me. I got to be a
sounding board?
Or something. I got to be something.
You got to approve it.
I got to prove it. If it's going to be about me, I got to know what's going on out there in the world of
Honey, if we tell people that you're Mr. Ticklish, that you're Mr. Giggles, that you're Tickle Monster.
I'm the little Elmo doll. I'm a little Elmo doll.
He's the Elmo.
The tickle me Elmo.
Somebody put his face on the Elmo doll, please. Somebody like it. Like it now.
No.
I'm telling you right now,
Somi,
put it up
there. Don't do it. They want to pay me for that.
Somi going
to
do it. Anyway, going to do it.
Can you believe that they're going to pay? Thank you. We always promise people 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. That one went by fast. I think it's all the cameras. Somi said, got it.
Oh, God, oh my.
My sister does all those funny pictures. So rich.
No, but anyway, y'all listen. It's been great. I don't even know if we even got anything out of this.
No, but we just talked about sex life.
But that people laughed about me in the bed.
Me and the giggle. Being Tickle Me Elmo.
Being the Tickle Me Elmo in the bed.
That's the name of it. Just called Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me
Elmo. Oh, my God. What up, Jada Barber?
Oh, my God. Okay, guys.
Oh, my Lord.
Do something different for your spouse.
Do it.
Outside of your normal comfort zone.
Yeah.
Do that. Mike is going to not be Tickle Me Elmo in the bedroom.
Not no more.
I am going to, what am I going to do, honey? I'm going to do something special for you.
What you going to do?
Something special.
Get to me.
I will try to do something with you physically every day. If you're tired ass and stay awake.
Girl, listen, I will stay awake for that.
No, honey, you be coming home, you be dog tired.
No, girl, listen, I promise
you. That barbershop got you woe out.
But I'm going to tell you right now, that barbershop going to give me energy now. Because I got something to come home to.
Okay. I'm going to say put some money on the table.
I'm going to put some money on that table.
Make it rain.
And then I am.
Throw it all
over. That's prostitution.
I'm fine.
You literally just gave yourself up. You didn't even go to Backpage.com. You didn't even go to Backpage.com.
Oh, my God. You stupid.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You stupid. All right, y'all.
Hey, listen.
Follow us on Facebook like us on Facebook.
Man, y'all got to, man, for real.
Marriage Out Loud.
Yeah. I'll tell y'all, we're gonna have our own reality show. Y'all think I'm playing.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Who else do you know got a white man and a black woman?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody in the whole world is interracial. One person.
And y'all
we're the first.
I make pretty babies.
We do have a pretty son.
Girl, I know. I gave
we
him
have
to
a
you.
pretty. I did give a better Somi. Hey Cindy. Somi is your homie.
Somi is your homie.
It rhymes. Okay,
yeah.
We love you too, Cindy. We said hi before, but we're going to say hi again.
Somi said we had to do a better job.
But we do love you, Cindy.
Girl,
thank you so much. She's watched all of our videos because she goes to marriageoutloud.com. She goes to meetheather.com. She's probably one of our followers on Twitter at marriageoutloud.
And
also on the Instagram.
And y'all, listen, if you're just tuning in, man, I know y'all pretty much just lost it because the daggum show was over with.
Yeah.
But you can always go to the archives.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
on marriageoutloud.com. MarriageOutLoud.com.
You don't even know damn what.
MarriageOutLoud.com.
MarriageOutLoud.com.
Go like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All that, John. We out there.
I'm telling y'all. We are viral. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Oh, YouTube. Our YouTube. Well, this will be on YouTube. The recording of this will be on YouTube. So, Jada Barber, you just tuning in. You can go to YouTube.
Shout out Jada Barber, my barber fam. You know what I'm talking about? We
Marriage
out here.
Out Loud. Marriage Out Loud.
Check us out, man. But, hey, y'all, listen.
Two, you can be a shout out if you watch us on Periscope next week.
That's it. Listen, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Same bat time, same bat channel next Wednesday.
You know about Batman, but you don't know about Superman.
I don't know nothing about Batman either, to be real with you.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Goodbye, y'all. Sorry, Jeez. Mama. Sorry.
I ain't.